Episode 1837, Hand It Over.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. How is your week going? Maybe your week is just starting because you're coming off of a holiday here in the United States. We celebrated Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day in honor of him and all that he did in his very short-lived life. But he was a very prominent man, a man that with every action, every word, created impact and still to this day does. So maybe you're just taking a breath of fresh air. Well, come on, walk on in here. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. Hand it over. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. As Carrie Ten Boom says, worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrows. It empties today of its strength. So why hold on to something you really don't need to handle or carry? Hand it over. All your worries, all your sorrows. Hand it over all your pain, all your struggles, all your failures. There's no reason to carry the debt of frustration and fumbles when you can hand it over. Why is it that we become so possessive of what we loathe most? Most of us don't take time to comprehend and acknowledge the fact that we want control, even when it's worry, sorrow, regret, and despair. How strange are we? You would think that we would be the first to give up at all. Like, why hold on to it? It doesn't serve us, but no, we hold on to it for dear life. In fact, sometimes until death do us part. That's the comfort of failure. Once you've experienced it, you know it. You identify with it. Failure, worry, regret, disappointment, pain, sorrow, hurt, and brokenness are all too real in this game of life. Don't sit and be in the company of your stuff. Hand it over. In the Bible, in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 34, it says, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." There is nothing in this world that says you must bear all your troubles and burdens alone. So why do it? Hand it over. Don't fret what you can't control. Look forward to what's possible. You are absolutely amazing. You can do anything you set your mind to, but that's the key. What are you setting your mind to? Drop the circumstantial evidence and live through God's eyes, the way He sees you. Capture more hope than hurt. Rely on His strength, not your own. Control your actions and bury the worry of what others expect. You were created on purpose for a greater purpose. Make a commitment to live out your heavenly dreams designed specifically for you. However, first things first, remove the cloak of all things not good and beneficial. Your worries, your failures and despair, your disappointments and heartaches, your hurts and pain and sorrows. Remove them. You don't bear them any longer. Hand it over today. You know, when I was writing this, I couldn't help but think back to when I was growing up, all the way back to when my great-grandmother would say, "Now, sweetheart, just hand it over," like I wasn't supposed to have it. It may have been a piece of candy, or maybe I got into something. I don't remember actually being in trouble that often, but when I heard "hand it over," it was like, oh, I got caught. Why is it that when we get caught with our worries and our failures, that fear sets in and we hold on to it even stronger? We really are strange creatures. Hand it over. You do not need to worry about tomorrow because tomorrow's going to worry about itself. You need to focus on what? The present, where you are right now, what you're doing. Yes, things of the past may have shaped you some, but they do not define you. There is a difference. And when you live in that life of worry and despair and disappointment, you can't see beyond it. You become consumed by it. So today, you rise above it. Hand it over so you can go out and impact the world that you touch. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.